I mean, they're pretty similar to what Seattle tries to do. You know, their stretch cut, get you running one way, chop a guy down, and bring him back out the other way. And they're good in the techniques that it takes to do that. You know, they work well together. They post guys up so the backside guy can cut them. You know, you watch tape, there's a lot of guys on the ground. So it's going to be important for us up front to stay in our blocks, keep our feet out of that stuff, stay up so there's no cutback lanes, and tackle these two running backs. They got two really good ones. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
Given what happened to Ian against Seattle, I mean, do you guys have to be conscious of that second guy coming in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you watch it on tape and you feel it in the game, you know, biting your ankles and I'm rolling up on them. So just be a good fundamental game as far as that's concerned and controlling them up front and trying to hold the rundown as much as possible.
What's your personal opinion on that style of running attack?
I mean, a lot of teams have a lot of success with it. I mean, there's a reason why that scheme works. And, you know, a lot of the teams that run those types, that zone scheme, Denver comes to mind. You know, they'll plug about any running back. You know, they're good running backs, but they'll plug a lot of them in. There's 1,000-yard runners every year. So the scheme's good. A lot of teams run it. If you can run it well, it's effective.
Justin, how important was Thursday night for you guys as a defense to get back in sync? And you were missing a couple guys, and right. So much was made of that.
Well, I think it's just important, you know, get back to what we do as a team. And, you know, it's seemed like we got our identity back a little bit, stopping the run, running the ball. And, you know, I think that was important, and I think it's going to be important for us to keep having success so we keep doing that.
Now that it's been two games, what's your impression of Glenn Dorsey working alongside him?
Well, Glenn's a heck of a football player. Stepped in, he's played really well at the nose and made plays, and we've continued to get better as a unit and how we play off each other and when we can go and when not to go. So we're doing better, and we should progress as we get on. Yeah, I mean, Navarro played a heck of a game, came through when his, you know, we ran some blitzes and stuff in there. When his number was called, he made the play every time. So it's good to have a guy, Navarro, on your side.
Does it feel at all like a bye week after the Thursday game? It seems like, you know, you haven't been here for a while, haven't practiced for a while.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, those two games happen so quick back forth, you know, it's almost like one game, one extended game and one, and then you get a nice little break. So it should be good for us. You try and make it a positive.
Has that been beneficial for this team as far as just recuperating from some early season injuries?
You know, I think, you know, we've had our fair share of little nicks and knacks here and there. So you never know how that's going to play out. But anytime you get a couple days off, you know, that's going to help. But, you know, as far as injuries and things like that, I don't think 72 hours or whatever is going to heal an ankle or anything like that, but it's better than nothing.
But with Willis, do you expect that you might have Willis back this week?
Yeah, he's playing, so yeah, definitely.
Justin, have you seen a bunch of J.J. Watt in action? If so, I mean, you kind of admire his style.
Yeah, heck of a football player. I mean, what he did last year and is continuing to do is, from his position, is pretty amazing. Heck of a player. Like watching him play.
Did you see that? A lot of similarities seem to be drawn between two guys.
Just say it.
Guys, right?
He's talented. He's a heck of a player. I really like, you know, I could see down the road, he'd be a guy I'd like to watch his play. You know, he'll be a guy for years from now when I'm done playing, he'll be a guy that I would definitely tune in and watch, and I just like the way he plays the game. I met him a couple times, but don't really know him, no.
You talked about the identity. Can you imagine what that game does for Frank and moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, that's, you know, the last couple years, just looking at it, that's what this team has been built on, is stopping the run and running the football, keeping the time of possession down for the other team, controlling the clock, both sides working together. And it just seems like, you know, that St. Louis game, that's our calling card. That's our identity. So, it was good to see that, and, you know, hopefully we can keep that going as a team.
Previous games, can you pinpoint why you got away from your identity in those games?
You know, I think just the way of the game, you know, you're not always going to be able to go out there and just have it play out exactly how it plays out. But, you know, you know what you want to be, you know who you're trying to be. So that's important. Some teams don't know that. So we know what we want to do, and we just got to get back to it.